Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And with the help you get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll keep it running. He will help you do that. Now, if you have a vehicle and it's got some issues and you're not sure what the heck is going on and you have to bring it into your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, Dan will give you some idea of what may be wrong with that car, truck, or van. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again.
Well, good to be here.
I had the chance to visit you guys on Grand Avenue this past week and grab some coffee. What a great avenue that is.
It is, yeah. It was. Thanks for coming over.
No, that's
nice
always, it's always fun. Everybody's so nice there. And, I don't know if it's the donuts I bring or...
Well, that doesn't hurt. No, that does not hurt. They lasted into the afternoon.
Well, that's good.
Thank you for your generosity.
Everybody needs a treat. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about... I know we wanted to mention this last week about gas mileage, but I wanted to ask you what else... are people coming in to see you guys for this week? It was a busy week, I take it.
Well, gas mileage is a good topic because I don't know if you've noticed, but the price is creeping up a little bit.
Yes,
again.
True.
So we've been lulled to sleep with our gas bills, and as the price starts to creep up, there are some minor things that you can do regarding your car and regarding gas mileage. Simple things, free things like. Check the air pressure. Be sure that the tire or the air in your tires is full. I don't know if you've ever tried riding your bicycle when
when the tires are low.
And it makes
it harder to pedal. Yeah.
Good news is with spring coming and with warmer weather, every car is just going to get better gas mileage. We get better gas mileage
because
the warmer weather.
Yeah.
The air fuel mixture is different in warmer weather, so that's the start of it. And the rolling resistance of a car in warm weather is much easier. So the so that helps with gas mileage. And then, of course, don't ignore the obvious. First of all, if your check engine light is on, get it in and figure out what that's about, because that certainly could be related to tune-up type stuff and fuel economy. And then don't ignore the tune-up stuff. If your car is due for service, if it's due for... new air filter, fuel filter, all that sort of stuff. Don't ignore any of that. Check your owner's manual, the maintenance guide, and take care of all the normal routine maintenance, and that will certainly help with gas mileage too.
Like you've always suggested for years, is read that manual once in a while.
Read the manual,
yeah.
And then you did speak of it's time to clean up our cars.
Yes.
Our little service truck at Lloyd's was parked in my bay one evening, and that morning I looked down at the floor, and the carpet was all wet, and the floor mat, the rubber floor mat was all dried off. That was nice.
Hmm.
But under the rubber mat was all wet from the whole winter of wet, snowy, slushy boots.
So it wasn't like it was leaking. It was
No, it's not leaking. It was just needed to be taken apart, and the floor mats needed to sit out overnight, and I actually put a fan blowing on the carpet to dry it out, and then vacuumed it out, and it looks like new again. But I don't know if you've touched your floor mats. We do, and they're all wet,
yeah.
And especially under them. So take those floor mats out of the car, get them all cleaned up and dried out. And,
well, think about all the salt and stuff that gets in there over the winter.
Well, that's true too. And
yeah.
So clean all that up.
Yeah.
When it's wet. Is a good time to wipe all that salt and stuff out of there. It'll come up off.
Well, that's a good point.
Come up off the carpet.
We'll get a good shop vac, too.
You get a good shop vac, yep.
651-989-9226 if you want to call in to Dan, your car care question, or send Dan a text. We have some of those, too. That number is 81807. But, Dan, let's go to the phones. Folks have been waiting there. Let's see who's first. George is calling from Brooklyn Center. Hi, George. What's your question?
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a 99 Tahoe, which was diagnosed needing a gas pump or fuel pump, and had that put in. And went to pick it up, and the mechanic did not test drive it. I drove it out of his location, and it was coughing and sputtering, and I figured, oh, I must just need to clean out a little bit, so I drove it down the road, and it did not alleviate the problem. And, I mean, it was coughing, sputtering, backfiring a little bit through the intake. And the next suspect, as I was told, is either the, I guess there's a regulator inside the intake, or more what was diagnosed and yet is the spider injectors, which I guess they have a ported injection replacement kit. Any other possibilities, or does that sound like you're suspect also?
Well, if it wasn't running that way before the fuel pump, I think it's important to backtrack all the way to that. If it was running fine before your fuel pump failed, I would suspect the fuel pump first. Did you get a good fuel pump? Did it get installed correctly? Did it, you know, did a line get disconnected, a return line in the tank or something like that? There's a whole bunch of possibilities that could be causing a fuel pressure problem. But that's probably the next place that I would go, would be to check the fuel pressure itself and see if it's accurate, see if it's in specs. If it is in specs, then that fuel injection system that you have is problematic for sure, and everybody knows that. But I don't know why all of a sudden that would change. So that would raise a flag for me. But it sounds like if they've done their homework correctly, they're on the right track, and I think that conversion that they're talking about is a good idea for you.
All right, very good. Yeah. Good luck, George. Thank you. 651-989-9226. Let's go to Steve, who's calling from YZ, I believe. Steve, you're on with Dan.
Yeah, hi. I got a 2005 Ford Excursion, and the door locks don't work inside the vehicle. The key fob works, the push button on the outside of the door works, but either the passenger or the driver's door locks, you can't unlock. You could lock them, but you can't unlock them from inside the truck.
Yeah, well, you know, my first thought would be the switch. Is the switch okay? Is that working? If the switch proves to be okay, a common repair on those is that the wires going from the body of the car into the driver's door, because you're opening and closing that door so many times, those wires flex. And quite often we find where one of those wires in that loom has broken. And if that's the case, it just needs to come apart, which can be a little tricky sometimes to get at that, because it's tight quarters. Sometimes you have to actually get inside the vehicle and inside the door and run a new wire, because there's just no room to work, you know, in where that loom is. But but that's a common problem, is that the wire in the door breaks. And one thing that you might try is try operating the door locks and wiggling that rubber loom in the by the hinges, and see if that, sometimes, you know, if the wire is close, it'll touch and work, and then you'll know that you're on the right track. That's what's wrong.
Okay, interesting test. All right, Steve, good luck with that. I was going to take a break, but let's go to Andy. Andy's calling from Marine on St. Croix, I believe. Andy, you're on CCO with Dan. Hello, Andy. Okay. Andy, I think, is maybe working on his car at the time. So let's do this.
Hope he's in the garage this morning.
Yes, it is a little wet and a little cool.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, hang on. We'll come back and we'll have some text messages we want to answer as well. You want to call Dan with your car care question, 651-989-9226. Or again, send him a text to 81807. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, which is located where?
Well, you know exactly where it's located.
982.
Attaboy. I got you trained after all these years.
Right.
You know, we feed the dogs. When, you know, customers come in with dogs all the time. Well, actually, what they do is drop the car off and then take the dog for a walk.
Oh, sure.
And so we started training the dogs by giving them treats. And so when the customers walk by our front door, the dogs pull them in the front door. It's just exactly
they're trained.
The way, yeah, it's just exactly the way it should go.
A friend of mine sent me a text last week. I forgot to mention this to you when I saw you the other day, that he drove by Lloyd's and he go, "Wow, what a nice looking place."
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you really had to kind of toe the line there for the city of St. Paul.
Yeah.
You've done a good job. Well,
you know, we won an award on that building.
Did you really?
Yeah, we won some sort of historic preservation award.
Outstanding. Good. Yeah. I did not know that.
Luckily, I had no idea what I was doing when I was building that building. And I had no idea how much it should cost. So I went into it completely blind, and I had an excellent architect, and Dwayne Kell. And he, you know, he just did a remarkable job on it, made it beautiful.
Fits right into the neighborhood.
Yeah, fits right into the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway,
yeah.
Which is at 982 Grand Avenue? Thank you for asking the question. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give Big Nick is there this morning.
Uh-huh.
He can give him a call this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. See, before we get back to the calls, Dan, I want to grab some text messages before we get too far behind. Texter says they're looking at a Toyota Corolla, has a CVT transmission. And I know we've had questions about that before. Let's see if I can find the rest of the question. Are they reliable? You see a lot of problems. And I think you've answered before, no.
Yeah, we do not see a lot of problems with them. They are reliable. And no reason not to buy a vehicle.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think the transmissions are just fine. They've got them perfected. They work well. And I wouldn't personally look for one. Like, that wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way and say, I want only a CVT transmission. Yeah, but
whatever car you like.
But I'm completely neutral on whether whether you would buy a car with that or not.
That's one of the gears, in fact, is neutral. I had to throw
Well,
that
maybe
in.
We should tell what say what a CVT
what is that?
Transmission is. It actually does not have, you know how your my transmission has 7 speeds or 8 speeds or whatever it is. You can feel it shifting as you're going along. In a CVT transmission, it does not have gears like that.
It's variable.
It's more like a snowmobile. You know, as you accelerate, the transmission changes gears. It's got an infinite number of gears.
And you can't feel that.
Right. It's just a cone that it or a clutch that it runs up on and changes the gear speeds in there, but continuously variable transmission, CVT, or something like that.
So don't worry about it.
Don't quote me on what that's called, but that's kind of what it means.
I think you're right. I do think you're right. I tell you what, Andy in Marine is back on the line, I do believe. Let's see. Andy, are you with us this morning?
I'm with you. I lost you earlier.
Oh, well, glad you came back.
I'm glad you guys are on the radio.
Thank you.
So, I've got an issue with my 90 Cutlass, and what happened is I drove to work one day, parked it, and then the next morning I went out and fired it up, and the check engine light came on, and the idle was quite high. It was about 1,500 to 2,000 RPM, and so I just, you know, I didn't think a lot of it. I just, you know, drove it. Got home and everything was fine, and then went out, started it again, went back to work the next day, and the idle is high, and it's continued to be high. So I checked, you know, it's OBD1, so it's not real great diagnostics, but I did, the paper clip trick and watched the code, and it was a 22, which it indicates that it's at least my information is a TPS. So I bought a TPS at Napa. And I put it in, and I have the same symptoms. Now, I also reset the computer by disconnecting the battery, you know, shorting the positive mm-hmm. negative out, and then run it from there. So it's always the idle is always high now, and the check engine light is kind of on and off, comes and goes. Any ideas?
Well, yes. One thing you have to be careful of with the codes is that they can lead you down the wrong path, and you know it has a throttle position code probably because the idle is so high, and the throttle position can't control it because it's so high. So it says, "Well, I can't." The throttle position isn't lowering the idle, so there must be something wrong with the throttle position sensor because it's saying that there's a problem and the computer's not able to adjust it. And you're right, on a 1990, it's kind of old fashioned technology, and that will also trick you with what the codes mean. So, at any rate, usually on a fuel injected vehicle, and I think that 1990 is still fuel injected, maybe throttle body injected, but at any rate, usually with a throttle body injected vehicle, if you have a fast idle, it usually goes along with the fact that you have a vacuum leak somewhere. It's getting too much air, and the computer's response to that is to add more fuel, and the conclusion that it comes to then is that it idles too fast. So that's what I would be looking for is a vacuum leak somewhere, and see if you can't find a vacuum leak, a ruptured vacuum hose or something like that. And if that's the case, then get that repaired, and that should take care of it for you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy. We need to take a quick break, but we have keep in mind that Dan will be here for till about 7:45 this morning when Jack Farrell steps in. So don't wait. If you have a question, we'll pick up on more calls and text messages in just a moment. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out. Let's see. We have callers, Dan. We have texters, and I know our time is limited for a few more minutes, then we'll bring in Jack Farrell. But let's go to the phones. Maynard's calling from Robbinsdale, I believe, with a question. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my daughter has a 13 Chevy Cruze, and she took it for oil change, and they said that she needed a induction service. And she asked me, I don't know what that is. Could you explain what that is? And maybe approximately how much it costs? She said, ooh, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure prices range all over, and I don't know much about that, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm sure it's over $100. But an induction cleaning is where it cleans the intake manifold, hopefully the throttle body, and then gets a cleaner back on the backside of the valves and cleans the backside of the valves too. And her car is not specifically one that necessarily needs fuel injection cleaning or induction cleaning, and the cars, the vehicles, the high compression or the direct injection cars that actually need that, it doesn't work on because the cleaner doesn't get to the back of the valves because the fuel is directed or is sprayed directly into the combustion chamber. So whether she needs that or not, I if you look in the owner's manual, it doesn't recommend it. As a thing. So it's kind of one of those, if it makes you feel good, go ahead and do it. If it's only driven, short trips, maybe there's a reason to do it. But if it under normal driving conditions, I would say it's probably just fine.
All right, good. There you go. Save some bucks there. Thanks, yeah. Maynard. Texter wants to know, we were talking about inflation of tires. Inflate tires with air or nitrogen?
Well, I don't.
I've never used the nitrogen.
I don't do nitrogen, so I don't have a good reason to sell it to you. But the difference is our normal atmospheric air that you would put in a tire, compressed air, has oxygen in it, and oxygen responds to temperature and moisture much more than nitrogen does. Mm. So with nitrogen-filled tires, all tires have nitrogen in them. With nitrogen-filled tires, they take the oxygen out.
I see.
So it's only nitrogen. It seems to me that it makes sense when you're driving down the highway, you won't have as much pressure change as the tire warms. So that's probably a good thing. It keeps the tires cooler, which a cooler tire will wear better. So that's a good thing. And it's a drier air. It doesn't collect moisture the way oxygen does. So when it comes to corrosion on the wheels and stuff and the pressure sensors, that's probably a good thing too.
Less effect on that stuff.
Right. So in theory, it seems to work. However, in my experience, cars that come in with nitrogen in them, when I'm disassembling the tires and putting new tires, I don't see a significant difference where there's any less corrosion or anything like that. So I can't tell.
Well, maybe it goes like what you said before, if it makes you feel better.
If it makes, good, do it.
Put nitrogen in.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of tires, we've got, again, a couple of text messages. A texter just got new tires. Do inflate to the tire manufacturer specs or the car's specs?
The car's specs.
Ah.
On the side of the tire, it'll give you a maximum pressure that the tire is designed to hold. Do not exceed that. But that being said, go to the door jamb, and on the door jamb, it'll tell you how much air to put front and rear. Sometimes it's different. Oftentimes it's different front and rear. Put it exactly where they tell you to put it, and you'll get a whole bunch of benefits from it, including, you know, the best gas mileage and all that sort of stuff, because the manufacturers, when they built the car, designed it to be run on that air pressure. And if you stick to that, that's how, you know, and manufacturers are all, I mean, they spend tons of money on your car to get the best EPA rating, the best mileage per gallon that they can get. First of all, because you like it when you buy the car. But secondly, it makes a big difference with getting it through the process of you know, selling their whole line of vehicles. Mileage is really important to them. So they spend a lot of money on that. So if you do it the way they tell you to do it, I think that's how you're going to, you know, the engineers have designed it that way to get the best gas mileage. And that's how you're going to get the best gas mileage, is if you do what they say.
And you look at that, what do you call that? You open your driver's door and you look at that panel, that whatever you call that area.
The door jamb. Yep.
The door jamb there, and it'll have the cold pressure.
Right.
This is the minimum. This is where you should start at before you drive. The cold weather, air temp.
What you're saying is that's the cold temp, because the pressure will go up as the tire warms.
How high
up
can it get? Have you ever seen?
I've seen in my own car. You know, it keeps track as I'm driving, and it's live, so I can see it, and it'll go up 3 or 4 PSI on a hot day.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We're out of time. I've just printed
time flies
out
when you're having fun.
It does. But I've printed out, Dan, the text messages we did not get to. What do you say we'll start the show next week?
That's a great idea.
All right, good deal. All right, have a good week. What's the number at Lloyd's?
Give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
You're open till what today?
Noon today.
Till noon today. Yep. All right, have a good week. We'll see you next week. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.